My name is Valda Aline, A-L-L-E-Y-N-E, and I live at 41 Regent Park, postal code M583T3. I'm a Jamaican. I leave from Jamaica in 72, the 6th of April, and I came to Canada at that time, and from I came to Canada, it was at Bathurst and Eglinton. I came and babysitting job, and then I got split away from the babysitting job, and then I am on my own from then until now. And from 80, I live in Regent Park. I was living at Carlow and Danforth before, and then I moved from Carlow and Danforth and live in Regent Park from 80 until now. And since I live in Regent Park, I find it's a good place to live. As for me, it's a good place to live. Nobody interrupt or anything. My kids, they are proper protected when I'm not home and when I'm at home. And I was working with housing for around 7 years. I got laid off. And from I got laid off, I'm volunteering from I came in the park anyway with a group called Soul Support Mom. And we build up the community center, because we sit in a meeting and we discuss things about the park and so. And it was a daycare before, a daycare was there, welfare office was there and thing. And we build up the community center. And from there I'm still in the park. We all live good as one family. You know, both white and black, we link as one family. They treat me good, I treat them good. We speak to one another with respect. We argue with one another, but we still live good with one another. Nobody don't know if we fight or what it is. We live pretty happy. And right now, I ain't working with housing. I'm working as a volunteer, as a cook at 40 Oak. I cook there Monday, Tuesday, Saturday and Sunday, but I work there 7 days a week. I'm there, and it's going on about 4 years now since I'm at 40 Oak. Everybody treat me same way with respect in there. They look upon me as someone in there. As I said, we argue one thing, but we still goes back as one people. We're not looking because I fight you a while ago, I can't talk to you. We still respect one another inside there. They call me mom, some call me mom, some calls me grandma, because they can't, some of them can't pronounce my name, so they calls me grandma. And we all live happy, we run our jokes, and we live very good. I go to church. When I get the time to go to church, I go to church on Sundays, you know, and I enjoy my time of staying in Canada. When I came here, I came as visitors on the babysitting job. My family was looking for me. At the time when I reached the airport coming over here, they was looking, said that I was going to come back to Jamaica, because they figure that I don't have the knowledge or the sense of passing the immigration to stay in Canada. But at the time they see that I pass and I'm still in Canada, they figure that I have the intelligent and the sense of humor to stay in Canada. And I thank God for that, that he put it in me and he put it in Canadian to keep me inside Canada. And right now, I can say for myself, I'm a best worker. I have my gardening, I do gardening too. And I had 5 plots now at South Regent beside St. Bartholomew's. And I also clean gardenings for anyone that needs the garden to clean, and everybody proud of it. So I can say Regent Park is a good place for me to live, you know, me and my kids. I had 8 kids, and all 8 kids is in Canada with me. And 5 is out on their own, and I three at home now, living with me. And all 3 of them is highly happy, and those 3 is a Canadian born. I had 4 born in Canada and 4 in Jamaica, 6 girls and 2 boys. And it's hard for me to get into it that they're going to break down Regent Park. It's very hard for me to get into it. I'm still saying that they're not going to break it down. Because up to since morning, I look at those buildings, they're fixing the roof. And I'm saying to myself, if they're fixing the roof and they said they're going to break it down, why they fixing the roof? Because it's about 2 more years or about a year left for them to break it down. So why they fixing the roof? So to my idea, I look at it that they're not going to break it down anymore. They're just saying it to keep the tenants or the residents them and their foot for them to think that they're going to build it up different from what it is now, but I don't think. And if they do, the park will be the same, because it's us as a human being breaking down the park. It's not the ground, it's not the iron, it's not the building. It's us as a human race breaking down Regent Park, you see? Because the park would be better if we, the human race, try to build it up. So for me, I'm living in the park. Yes, I would want to come back and live in the park, because as I said, we all live pretty happy and as one family, you know. So I would rather come back in Regent Park and live, because from 80 I live here, I had no problems with nobody. So I would want to come back in Regent Park to live.